Doña Ochanda Tower, and Álava Natural Science Museum. This building, the Doña Ochanda Tower, is named after a woman who owned it in the 16th century. It was part of Vitoria's medieval city wall, and in fact guarded one of the main gates. Below it ran the river Zapardiel, now channeled below ground, which served it as a moat. The dwelling and its tower date from the early 15th century, but restoration work in 1971 recreated the crenellated tower as it now stands, based on the original, which had been merged into the fabric of the building. The Álava Natural Science Museum opened here in 1986, as a result of the efforts of a group of naturalists who had for many years been accumulating the collections and expertise needed to create a museum. The museum was set up to showcase nature in Álava. It remains true to that purpose, but over the years its remit has broadened to include geological diversity and biodiversity in general, and various features of nature in the Iberian Peninsula and the rest of the world. The first two floors are open to visitors. The upper floors are occupied by laboratories, collection rooms, and offices. Like any natural science museum, its exhibits are just the tip of the iceberg. It is also a hub of scientific research, working to increase knowledge of the natural environment and its conservation. The heart of any natural science museum is its scientific collections. These are enormously important cultural assets for human heritage and progress. The Álava Natural Science Museum has a total of 600,000 items, preserved under strictly defined conditions as subjects for past and future research. The zoological collection is the biggest, especially as regards insects and other arthropods. Its collections of amber and minerals and the VIT Herbarium are among the most important of their kinds in Spain.